Welcome to Effortless Manifesting with Candace Cherie. Here you will learn to transform your life, heal your past, and become the person who has it all. Effortless Manifesting is your one-stop shop for all things manifesting. Stick around and join us for laughs, love, and new beginnings. Good afternoon or morning or evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world watching and listening to this. We're back.
We are extremely back, and I don't know what time it is either. I'm just here.
Episode. Yeah, George thought we were doing episode 8.
I mean,
honey, you're so cute, but we're on.
There's no way we did 22. That does not make any sense at all.
We're on episode 22. Yes, okay. 22. Yes,
I trust it. I trust the process. 22. Terrific. 22 it is.
22.
Wow.
Yes, and we're so excited about today's episode.
Went by like that.
It did. It really did. And since we took our little sabbatical and we're back, and we're so excited that you guys get to have a piece of our love every week. And today,
we have plenty of it to give, so we're not giving away too much.
That's right. And today we are talking about why manifesting a specific person is not what you've been taught. Because
it hasn't.
Honestly, I have seen so many TikToks and YouTube videos of people giving out really bad advice that makes me very cringe. Makes me cringe because it's really, it's not right. It doesn't have to be so hard. Okay.
Boy, would I love to hear about this bad advice that people have.
You want to hear about it?
I want to hear it as hard as possible about this. Right. This is going to be great.
So one of the things that you've been taught is to say affirmations all day long. Just continue saying affirmations. Just keep saying them until you're blue in the face and record them and listen to them 24 hours a day. Your conscious mind is going to punch you. It's going to say, stop it. It doesn't like this repetitive motion of words going over and over and over again. It's vain repetition. Okay. It's vain repetition. What it wants is your emotion and your feelings behind the words. So your words alone by themselves, they don't create. But when you couple them with your feelings and your emotions and your visualization, that's when they create.
Ah, I think what happens is over a long period of time with that is people get into this this method of teaching because they think that eventually what's going to happen is if you repeat it enough times over and over and over again, it'll eventually somehow click. Yeah. But what you're doing is you're throwing things at this brick wall and you're throwing pebbles at a brick wall. You think you're ever going to penetrate that? No. Yeah. You need more ammo than that. You need different ammo than that.
Yeah, it's kind of like going to the gym, and when you're at the gym, you're looking at the weights, and then you go home. And then you go back to the gym, and you're looking at the weights, and then you go home.
Like, why aren't I getting stronger? And you're looking at them all the time.
You're doing so good at looking at these weights, and you're like, dang, I love these weights. They are doing so much for me, and
then you go home. I love this analogy. I love that.
Instead of going to the gym and actually lifting the weights and putting your heart and soul into what you're doing, it's going to kind of, you know, make it work a little bit better. So you don't need to do that.
You have to lift the weights. Yeah. Move your body.
Yep, move your body. Exactly. So the other thing that you've been taught is to do sleep subliminals. Okay. While I'm not like anti-sleep subliminals, I noticed that people have said to me, hey, I'm doing these subliminals at night and I'm waking up with bad dreams and I'm feeling terrible after I'm doing this. Maybe you shouldn't do it anymore, you know? And it's, I guess it's like you're trying to find a shortcut into it, right? But there doesn't need to be shortcuts. There's one way that really always, pretty much always works. And then there's other ways that you're kind of just throwing stuff against the wall, like he was saying, and hoping it sticks. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to do sleep subliminals to manifest what you want. You don't have to do it, okay? The other thing that they're teaching you is just let go. Just think about it once and let go. Never think about it again.
Just let go. Hey, let me find the let go button. Where is it? Is it here? Is it there? Is it there? I'm looking for it. I can't let go. That's the most frustrating piece of advice I've heard myself. Yeah.
I hear people say that and I'm like, what does that even mean? Let go. Just think about it once and let go. Who can really just let go of something like that? So what I tell you to do instead of just let go is what letting go really means is to go deeper into your imagination, is to while you're meditating, while you're listening to your guided meditation, hopefully one of my 19 guided meditations that you have, because they're amazing. I know, with one for every topic you can imagine. But
19 ways to knock it off.
Exactly. So when you're listening to one of the meditations, you are getting into the subconscious state and you're feeling good and you're feeling groovy. And then you visualize what you want. So if you want, you know, a beautiful partner, you visualize, what does that look like for you? What does that look like for you?
Like this.
It looks like this guy.
Just kidding.
Yes, it looks like this handsome boy. And so you visualize it and you feel it and you're with it and you're put all of the emotion you could possibly muster into feeling what it would be like having that, or having your dream car, or having your dream job, or whatever you want. So you're there, you're putting all your emotion into it, and it feels amazing. That, what you're letting go of, is your doubts.
I love that so much. You know what? I got to say something to that, because I've experienced this before and I kind of have a feeling I know what you guys might experience along with this, and it's okay. When you put yourself in that position where you're feeling the emotion and allowing yourself to express that emotion, a lot of times you might get this feeling of discouragement. Well, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket because I want to see what happens before I allow myself mm-hmm. to have an emotion. Mm-hmm. This is not the way it works. When you wait for it and wait for it, you're waiting, but you're not creating. Mm-hmm. You're expecting Ooh. Something
you're
that
is waiting, but you're not creating.
Yes, I'm on a roll. Wait
Sorry,
a second.
That was
no,
good.
This is, no, it's this is really what I felt. And for the first time when I tried doing this, I felt very discouraged. So I was very cautious about what I would allow myself to feel. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that in the end, I was getting the result of what I was afraid of, mm-hmm. not what I was producing. So if I want that thing in the end, I do have to put all my eggs in that basket and let, again, that's how the letting go of the fear, what yeah. that means is by letting go of the fear, it's you choosing or deciding to make that choice to live in the emotion 100% to manifest that outcome that you want. Mm-hmm. And the only thing you're going to manifest is what you feel. So if you have fear, but you're like, I'm afraid, but okay, I'll try this. Let's feel really good about it. Let's, okay, I'm positive this is going to happen. The underlying thing is still fear. So you're going to get a fearful result. And that's not what we want, is it?
No. And I love that you said that waiting isn't creating. So that I want to put that on a shirt.
Didn't I?
I want to put that on a shirt too. Last episode, it was like, I found something I want to put on a shirt. You said too.
We're going to make
like
a whole bunch of shirts. We need to make shirts here.
The Georgism. It's true. Because when you wait around, you're not creating. You're just like, when's it going to be here? When's it going to be here? Mm-hmm. How you create is letting go of your crappy doubts that don't serve you anymore. It doesn't serve you to have these doubts all the time. You're putting your faith in your fears, in your doubts. You can put your faith in two things, in what you desire or what you're afraid of. So what are you putting your faith in? You get to choose what you put your faith in. So, and it takes practice. It does. You're not going to imagine and visualize once and be like a master at it. It does take practice. That's part of the training that you go through, mm-hmm. but not just going to the gym and looking at the weight, you know, uh-huh. You're actually doing it. You're visualizing, you're telling the brain, the subconscious mind, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. This is what I want. It's done. It's here for me. Hallelujah. Thanks, Jesus. I love it. You know, like that's what you get into. You get that deep feeling of, I got this.
Doth speak the Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I was just going to say real quick, if you do feel those doubts, by the way, and this is kind of what I did, be okay with it. Mm-hmm. If you're not okay with it, you're going to keep resisting. And that's a form of not forgiving yourself and loving yourself. If you feel doubtful during and you're doing you're going through the motions, learning, feel it. It's okay. Just yeah. continue and don't quit. You don't deserve to quit on yourself. You deserve better than that.
Amen. I love that. And the other thing people always say, just persist, just persist. What does that even mean? Just persist, just persist, just persist. Okay, so I'm just hoping, I'm just hoping, I'm just hoping, I'm just hoping, I'm just wishing, 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 wishing. You don't have to just persist. There's more to the story than just persisting. Yes, you need to persist. Yes, you need to not take no for an answer. But how do you not take no for an answer? And so many people online, they miss this part. They miss the how to not take no for an answer.
I got another t-shirt.
What?
Don't persist. Insist.
Ooh.
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 Do it.
I like it.
T-shirt. Bookmark these things, my guy, wherever you're sitting, pushing, recording, playing stuff.
Bookmark it. Yes, exactly. So you insist. You don't take no for an answer. You say, I got this. This is mine. I have it. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of the persisting part, but it's part of a puzzle. Okay. The other thing, be positive all day long. Never have negative thoughts. That's terrible advice. Nobody has never.
How dare you be human?
Yeah. Nobody never has not negative thoughts.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have negative thoughts. Everyone's going to have a bad day. Everybody's going to have a bad day. When you resist it, though, when you're like, I can't feel this. Okay, what can I do to get myself out of this? It's going to keep coming back because it's there to tell you something. It's there. It's a message. Maybe the only message is, hey, it's time to feel this so that we can let this go. Mm. All right. It's time to feel this so it can pass and it can be done and we're over it and we're beyond. We're beyond this now. But don't resist it. Allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. It's okay. It's safe. We don't teach toxic positivity here, all right? Your vibration, your lower vibration is fine. You know, it's okay. It's okay to have a bad day. It's okay to cry. Crying is good. I still have bad days where I cry and I'm releasing. You're expressing. It's it's water. You're letting it go. Do it. It's okay. Now, if every day for 2 weeks you're crying, there's a bigger problem that you need to address. There's some healing that needs to happen, not just allow yourself to constantly feel negative all the time. Yeah. But if you have a bad day and you've been doing good and then you have a bad day, it doesn't mean you did something wrong. It doesn't mean something bad's going to happen to you. It just means it's time to feel this and move past it. Okay? So one of the other ones is the whisper technique. Like, I've heard people talk about the whisper technique, and I don't really know where this comes from. And it's fine. You know, you just, I guess, whisper their name. And, George, come back to me. Like, whatever they say.
For the record, she doesn't talk to me about this stuff before we start talking about this. This is all a surprise to me, folks. I don't know what this is.
The whisper, I don't know too much about it, but I know people talk about it. Technique? The whisper technique. And it's just a way, like, people just come up with so many different techniques to try to get you to get what you want. And that's fine, but it's sort of a shortcut, trying to find a shortcut from actually doing the healing and revision and stuff like that. So you don't have to do that. You don't have to do the whisper technique. You don't have to try all these fancy things.
Darn, I thought we were going to have an activity coming up.
Whisper time.
Whisper time.
Yeah. So they also teach that you don't need healing. I've heard so many recent TikTokers say, you don't need to heal. You can still manifest everything you want. While that might be true that you can manifest somebody back into your life, like I did with this guy, I manifested him back to my life many times. We broke up many times. It never lasted because my core fundamental belief about myself needed change. Mm. I needed to change how I viewed myself, and so that I wasn't constantly triggered by the same old, same old. And that's what would happen. We would constantly trigger each other with the same story, same sandwich, different bologna every single time. But until I healed those old beliefs and I revised them and I went into my imagination and I said, enough is enough. I am enough. I am worthy. I am beautiful. I'm revising the past, what happened in my childhood. Finally, when I did that, when he came back, he stuck around because he didn't have to teach me a lesson anymore. Your partner will trigger you and teach you lessons. They're there to help you grow for a reason.
Unconsciously, folks, I didn't go out of my way to try to teach her lessons either. I just want you to know that, like, I'm going to punish you by not being allowed to date me. No, that's not.
Never.
But you know what also kind of allowed me to see that? When I saw that you were healing naturally, it made me feel like – so my lovely wife, Candace, here, she was a total beacon of hope for me. When I saw the true change within her, it gave me hope. It made me realize that this isn't a very extremely possible thing. Suddenly, I started seeing that my problems were not unique. They weren't my own. Everybody experiences similar things. And when you changed it, it was like, this is possible. I want to try this. Tell me how.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank
it's you. The truth. That's yeah, so you inspired sweet. Me to change because you were my hope.
You're so sweet. So the other thing that they're saying is to do lots and lots and lots of shadow work. Shadow work is like really feeling your emotions and really going into it and feeling all of these painful things and diving into it and really living in it. And that's not necessary. It's not necessary. You can do it and people do come out of it feeling better, but it's like 6 months that they go through it or years of shadow work. I've heard someone tell me, I've been doing shadow work for years and I still feel like crap. Well, yeah, honey, you're still living in your past.
Has anybody ever bragged about living in shadows for you? Or bathing in them or whatever it's called?
No, they haven't. So I recommend you do revision. Revision is painless, okay? Reprogramming your mind does not have to be riddled with lots of pain. When I work one-on-one with people or they work in my goddess program and we revise and we change and we reprogram, it's life-altering because you've been holding on to these old beliefs for so long, and in an instant, you come out of it and you're like, holy crap, I can't believe I feel this good. I can't believe that I've been holding on to this for so long, and now it's gone. It's done. I don't feel that way anymore. You know, I've been in therapy for 30 years, and now I can forgive my dad, finally. It's so beautiful, and it's so amazing, and I'm so passionate about it because of how quickly you can grow and change and heal your life, okay? The other thing that you want to remember about manifesting a specific person is codependency. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the ways I knew I had released codependency in that sense with George was after I did my healing work, I still wanted that man. I still desired him, but yes, I could live without him. If you feel I can't live without this person, I will die without them, that is codependency. And this is some tough love for y'all. I don't want you to think I'm trying to be harsh, but you need to take a good hard look at, why do I want this person? Is it because I'm addicted to them? Am I addicted to needing them? Am I addicted to the trauma that they bring out in me?
Right.
You know, once you heal the trauma, once you heal your old beliefs and you wake up and you say, I still want this person. Okay, that's good.
So it'll be easier for you to be honest with yourself, yeah, when you have healed what you need to heal first,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of people come to me, they say, I feel so much better about myself and now I don't even want my partner anymore. That's because you were codependent and it wasn't really a deep love. It wasn't. It was based on trauma. You were addicted and in love with the trauma.
Mm. You know what? I think I spoke to you about something about that earlier, about being in love with yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Being in love with yourself first. So instead of attracting your SP first, for example,
yep,
attract that specific person in you first. The person that you admire, that you love, that you respect, that you cherish, and then become that person. By becoming that person, your real other perfect half, mm-hmm, is what you'll attract, whether it is your current SP or not. Yeah. And that's kind of what I think that relates to.
Totally. Yeah. You have to look at, who am I? What's my self-concept? How do I feel about myself? If I'm slowly melting away with anger and despair, but I really want this person and I'm going to do all these techniques, you're missing the point. You're missing the point of life. You need to become the best, happiest, healthiest version of yourself before you're going to have a lifelong, life-sustaining relationship, mm-hmm, with your partner. If that's your goal, work on you, focus on you, heal. Don't skip the healing. Don't just do all the techniques to try to get them to text you. That's not the key. The key is lifelong love with a person like this.
And a person like this.
Who builds you up, who's your partner, who's your ride or die, who loves you through thick and thin, who would never forsake you. That is what you want, and that is what you deserve. So healing is key. Don't skip that, okay? Now, my new goddess program, 12-week program, it's unbelievable. And I want to tell you about it. I have a free mini course where you can learn all about how to become a manifesting goddess. I teach you things in this course. It's free to watch. DM me over on Instagram. DM me the word goddess, and I will send it to you. No charge to watch it, okay? If you don't have Instagram, send me an email, assistant@effortlessmanifesting.com. Let's have a chat. I want you to see it. I love you. I'm so happy for you. And
don't forget to lift the weights when you go to the gym.
I just felt like you were going to say something, so I just said, and he just finished my sentence. Exactly.
Got my brain.
Yes, exactly. Love you guys. Have a great day.